From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
My guest is model, life coach, and daytime celebrity Rosie Mercado. And her new book is The Girl with the Self-Esteem Issues. It's the remarkable story of Rosie's journey from helplessness to becoming, as People magazine named her, one of the top 25 most powerful Latinas. But as Rosie reveals, that success came after years of pain. When Rosie was only 19, the father of her newborn walked out with no warning. With no college degree, no career, and an addiction to emotional eating, Rosie was overwhelmed, especially when her weight ballooned to 400 pounds. Yet she never, ever gave up. Rosie Mercado, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have some girl chat right now.
Me too. Okay, can we just start with body image? Because I have seen pictures of you when you must have weighed about that 400 pounds, yet you were dressed in these lovely evening gowns. Your makeup was done, your hair was done, and you were very lovely. And so because it's such a big topic right now, body image, can we talk about that versus how you felt most healthy and how you currently feel most healthy?
You know what? I have this quote on my book that says that the person you were yesterday was on a journey to get to where you are today. It's so beautiful, the before and after, the journey in between. And everybody says, you know, they look at my before picture and they said, wow, you were 420 pounds. And the thing is, I had good moments at 420 pounds. There was moments that I felt beautiful. And then there's moments that I felt fat, ugly, and rejected and invisible. And then there was moments that when I dropped to 175, I felt really beautiful. And then there was moments that I felt rejected, fat, isolated, and that I wasn't worthy. So the number on the scale does not equate to our potential. It does not equate to our happiness. What equates to happiness is your emotional health, your spiritual health, your psychological health, and understanding that you're unique, you are created differently, you have a purpose, you have your own dreams for you to manifest. And if you're constantly comparing yourself to someone else, you're going to be unhappy. If you're doing changes to make other people happy, you're going to be unhappy. And next but not least is that your happiness is based off of your passions and what you're constantly growing, having momentum in your life. Growth and education are so, so important. And when I talk about education, it's about really finding your passions and learning more, expanding, listening to podcasts, reading, exercising, not going on a diet, taking care of your body so you could have that energy to keep going. And right now, body positivity, you know, comparing yourself to everything that's on social media. Oh my goodness. If I compared myself right now to everything that's on social media, I would be so unhappy. And walking in gratitude and understanding the story that I give my body now, every stretch mark, every cellulite, thank you, body, for allowing me to birth babies. Thank you for carrying me through those dark moments. Thank you for breathing, because as I'm breathing, I have purpose and I have a mission. And thank you for allowing me to wake up. This body is something miraculous and something to be grateful for. It's about changing the story.
Yes, changing the story. And that's the name of your first chapter. Well, let me ask you this, because I think people are so curious about just how you lost all that weight. I don't know what your current weight is, but it's many hundreds of pounds less than 420.
Yeah, I've definitely dropped a lot of weight. And, you know, as I've learned, I've gone on yo-yo diets. I went up and down, and it really took me to a place to go and try something new, which was bariatric surgery. And along the process, I've learned that is a tool, and you have to do the workouts and you have to make it a choice not to have a diet, but to eat healthy so you have longevity and vitality. And so you can take care of this vessel that you have that allows you to live with purpose, that allows you to pick up your kids, that allows you to have healthy relationships in your life. And it really was something that educated me, that empowered me, and allowed me to create a different story about my body, because sometimes we could be our own worst critics. We take other people's stories as our truth. Every time that I was told, when I was empowered and living my life and doing something amazing and I had dropped weight, and there was someone always coming up and saying, you're still too fat, keep losing weight, or you're not worthy enough. And if I allowed all those moments to really mark my story and believe that, trust me, I would not be where I'm at. So just understanding that your purpose and what your body does really makes a huge, huge impact. And understanding that everything is a tool, you have to do the work. Bariatric surgery, no bariatric surgery, when you go through transformation, it starts with inside, and life just reflects exactly what you're feeling, what you're thinking.
Your journey, Rosie, included three husbands, three divorces, four children, and what you say, years of abuse, infidelity, broken promises, and sleepless nights. How did you break that cycle?
Oh, my God. Taking personal responsibility, being honest. I think walking in authenticity and being honest, we're so scared of that nowadays because we're afraid of rejection. If I were to tell someone, without the book that I was married three times, that I have kids from different fathers, automatically criticism, automatically the tear down, automatically there's something wrong with me. I think you just have to learn to embrace that and learn, ask quality questions of saying, this is what I went through. It was painful. I cried. I felt into depression. And asking the quality question of, what do I have to learn from that? Because the story will repeat itself until we learn the lesson. Not being ashamed of my past, because my past has made me the woman that I am today. It's brought me so many life lessons that I'm able to share with you guys through my memoir and The Girl with Self-Esteem Issues. But taking strength and changing the story of saying, I've learned my lesson and I'm here to share. And it gives you compassion and connection for other human beings that are going through the same thing. You learn not to criticize. You learn to understand that at the core, all we want is to be loved and accepted and celebrated. That's what we want. That's what I truly wanted. And I went through all that because I was willing to sacrifice who I was to have that. And in no way do you have to sacrifice yourself to have love. You love and respect yourself, and you will attract that love and respect into your life in the moment you step into your power, into your greatness.
Rosie, I'm curious about the two cultures that you grew up in the Latin American culture and also in the American culture, where you find yourself now, at least part-time. What, in terms of being able to achieve self-esteem, to achieve connection and compassion for yourself, what is the difference between those two cultures?
You know what? I really think there's no difference in reaching compassion and connection in those two cultures. I think what it comes down to is that we're all human beings. There will be people that are in the Latino culture that will criticize you because of the things that I've gone through, because of the divorce, because of the weight gain, weight loss, for my parenting, for everything that I've created in my life, for the stuff that I haven't created in my life. There's always going to be a criticism as long as you're human. But I've learned that that's a reflection on that person. That's not a truth on mine. So I've just learned to honor and respect my culture. It's brought me so many amazing values. I've learned so much in just learning to love the family values, to learning to have compassion. And when it comes to when I did get that criticism, learning, I don't like how that feels. I'm going to be a better human being and not do that to others. You know what? When someone tells me something negative about being divorced three times, I know that how that feels. That's going to make me a better human being and saying, when someone tells me that they're going through a divorce, there's compassion and understanding. Let's hear the root of the problem. Let's hear what they have to say. And it just really teaches you, whether American, Hispanic, whatever you want to call it, as human beings, there's good and bad in everything.
If you're just joining me on The Mountain Life, my guest is Rosie Mercado. Her new book is The Girl with the Self-Esteem Issues. And Rosie, you are not a writer by profession. For those of our listeners who don't know you, who aren't familiar with you, you wrote this book after urging from many of your friends and colleagues, that old saying, wow, you have to write a book about this. But what do you do in your everyday life professionally?
I am a life coach. I am a life coach. And I also just launched, not only did my book just come out, which I'm so excited, but I also have my podcast, The Girl with Self-Esteem Issues, where we talk the same thing about those moments of adversity that push us forward. I'm so blessed to be a life coach and to be able to help and work with so many amazing human beings that are finding their way. We all struggle with triggers and, sometimes lack of motivation, sometimes creating excuses for not accomplishing our dreams. And I think I am that coach that gets to call you on all that BS, but also gets to empower you and say, you know what, change your story. Let's find an action plan. Let's figure out what direction you want to go. Who are you really? No criticism. Who are you? What are you about? And that for me is exciting because it's wonderful to see. I love transformations. I love to see the transformation in every human being, and also to see that moment that someone wakes up to find their greatness, to find their calling, find their purpose, or just see someone fire up and find their passion. That for me is exciting. So it really is a blessing to be able to do that. And, you know, and to genuinely love people in their darkest moments, to be there and hold their hand and be able to listen. Because sometimes we don't need criticism. We don't need advice. We just need someone to listen to us. Everybody, sometimes you just need someone to listen.
Doesn't it seem like we've lost that compassion, at least in this country right now, with so much infighting and so much name-calling and blaming, and it has become a national epidemic? I just wonder how we step away from that as members of, as residents in this country.
You know what, one thing that I've learned, and I mean, I've learned so many things, but when it comes to that, just like anything in life, you have to take personal responsibility and understand your values. And you could look at what everybody else is doing, but you know what? To be the first person to step up and to drop a seed of love is so important. Why? Because you're setting a tone on how you're going to live. You're setting a tone for the way that your kids are going to live. Dropping that seed of love everywhere that you go. When I get criticism, whether on social media, in person, I get a negative look. I take that as an opportunity to say, hello, I see you, have a great day, because sometimes we don't know what other people are going through, whether it's a loss of a job with an epidemic, whether it's the loss of a loved one, a divorce, you're worried about your kids and not on the right path. There's so many stresses that are going on. If we just have the compassion of saying, I don't know why that person's angry and what they're going through, maybe they're sick. Maybe they're dealing with a sickness. Maybe they were just told that they have 6 months to live. You don't know what other human beings are going through. Having the compassion of taking things personal, I think that's the first step. The second one, just dropping seeds of love. Don't allow the negativity to overcome and push you in a way and reacting into something negative. I think it's about walking with peace and walking with strong values and just knowing I'm better than that. And when I use my voice, I'm going to give it power. I'm going to give it love. I'm going to give it strength. And I'm going to have a voice to empower other human beings, because what you put out in this universe comes right back. And if it doesn't come to me, I promise you it'll come to my kids.
One of my favorite chapters in your book is called Rejection is Just a Redirection. And oh, if we could all do that. But tell us a few stories about the doors that were slammed in your face and how you picked yourself up and moved on.
You know what? I mean, let's just talk about, you know, rejection is just redirection. Whether you get rejected in the love department or in business or knocked on doors for opportunities. I just learned that when something doesn't happen, the revelation always comes later. It hurts in that moment because who likes rejection? Nobody likes rejection. But if you are going through a moment in your life that you didn't get that job, you're going through a breakup, you're going through a divorce, something is just not going the way that you planned or wanted to, take that moment and give it a new story. The story is, you know what, this door closed, but the window is opening. I'm ready for that. Okay, life is telling me this isn't working. All right, new strategy. Let's look for something new. That relationship, that person left, you know what, God bless you, farewell. But you know what, this moment is about self-discovery. I'm going to work on myself, because as I work on myself, I'm becoming a better human being, and I'm going to attract new opportunities. I'm going to attract new love in my life. I'm going to become a better parent. I'm going to take care of this body that I have. It's about giving a new story to rejection. Again, failure is not a bad thing. It's the story that you give it. It's just like telling you what's not working. What can you do to get to the next level? And it's about consistent work. There's 24 hours in a day. What are you going to do with them?
Mm-hmm. I often think that those who have experienced rejection and disappointment early in life have oftentimes learned more resilience than those who never experience any of those kinds of hardships. And then later on in life, they're faced with the first time, you know, out of school that they don't get a job, or their, you know, first love breaks their heart and they just cannot deal with it. You, at a very early age, had to deal with that rejection because your weight was always an issue. People making fun of you and saying horrible things to you. And yet there is that silver lining in some ways that you had taught yourself at a young age how to just not give up. Can you talk about that a bit?
I think it's about how bad you want it. How bad you want change. How bad, you know, how bad are you? What are you all in life? When you want something, you have to be willing to sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice to get to the next level? Does that mean sleeping less hours? Does that mean after you get off of your job in at night, working extra hours on your passion? Does it mean not going out with your friends and taking a course? I think you really have to really examine your life and figure out, okay, if this isn't working, what do I have to do? What do I have to sacrifice? And then how much do I love myself? How much do I believe in myself? Not listening to other people's criticisms and negativity and making it your story. And stepping into your own greatness, understanding that gratitude plays such a huge role in our lives. When we become grateful for the things that we have and who we are, and just when you walk in gratitude, you attract more and more of that energy and more of those opportunities. Declaring, I'm faithfully guided. The doors are opening. Speaking that life into your present and your future is so important, because as you say it, you start believing in it. And when you start believing in it, your body follows, the actions follow. And I think that for me is so important. So if you're stuck, it's okay to feel stuck. I'm not saying don't cry. It's okay to cry. Wipe those tears, get back up. If you're feeling angry, feel the anger. Punch the heck out of your pillow. Release that energy. But get up and make a different decision. Make a new choice today that you're going to do something that makes you happy. Because when you're happy, not only do you become a better human being, you become a better parent, you become a better lover, a better husband, a better wife, a better entrepreneur. Why? Because you're living from a place of gratitude, passion, and self-love.
Mm. You say stop looking for love, and I assume the rest of that sentence is going to be, you know, and as soon as you do, love's going to find you. Can you talk about that? We all have that quest. We all want to find love. It's a natural human reaction to living.
You know what? I think it's so important that self-discovery be such a huge part of our lives. I think people jump from relationship to relationship because of the fear of being alone, the fear that they're never going to find love, the fear that they have a number in their head that have to be married, have kids, have a home, have a certain job. And, you know, it works out. Like, age is just a number. You know, things don't happen sometimes the way that we plan, because sure as hell I could tell you, I did not plan to be married and divorced that many times. At the core, I just wanted to be loved. I wanted to have a happy marriage. I wanted to have a successful business with my partner. I wanted to have a family. That at the core was what I wanted. Did it work out that way? It didn't work out that way. Did I make mistakes along the way? Yes, I made mistakes along the way. But in the moment that I stepped into saying, all right, this happened 3 times. How do I take personal responsibility, not become a victim of my circumstances, but take personal responsibility and ask, what can I learn right now that I didn't learn the first couple times? All right, I'm going through this the third time. What is the lesson behind it? And really ask myself that question. The next thing, forgive and let go. I forgive myself. I forgive that person. And I let you go with love. And allow myself to go through the healing process. And then self-discovery. What's my purpose? What am I passionate about? What's my mission? What can I do right now to make myself happy? My health, my kids. How can I be the best reflection to my kids? Because our kids will do as we do, not as we tell them to do. And then the moment that I started going after my purpose and just working on myself and educating myself and growing, having that momentum in my life of growth, of self-growth, and not focusing on love. It was focusing on self-love, self-care. When I least expected it, that's when I attracted my husband that I am married to today, a healthy relationship, because I started having a healthy relationship with myself. And we set precedents. The way that we treat ourselves shows other people how to treat us. And that's when I manifested. That's when my husband walked into my life when I least expected it. And we have a healthy relationship where he doesn't use my vulnerability against me. We have honest communication. There's ups and downs in relationship. Relationship takes work. But I think the most important is respect, the foundation of respect and communication and understanding what our values are and looking in the same direction. And that's when you can grow a healthy relationship. So love will find you when you find love for yourself. You attract that. And if you are listening right now, one thing you could really declare is, I'm desirable. I am worthy of love. There's lots of people who will want to know me and spend quality time with me. The right person will fall in love with me and stay in love with me for the right reasons. Mm. If you declare that every single day, I promise you, you will walk taller. You will walk happier. You'll be more self-confident because you know that your time is coming. You're declaring that. And while that person comes to manifest, while that person walks into your life, you're going to work on you and live your best life.
Rosie, I have to think that somewhere in here, your parents gave you something very special that helped you continue to fight. And for those of us who are parents, and like you, you have four children, what are those things that we can give our children? What did your parents give to you that made you fight?
The strength when I was weak. My mom and dad gave me the strength when I was weak. They gave me unconditional love. They taught me not to criticize my children. I think so far we go into problems with our kids, and each of our kids have their own love language. And sometimes we don't understand. We give love in the way that we want to be loved. And sometimes we don't understand that people don't receive love that way.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I always remember, that my parents, being Mexican, being very culturally involved, having those strong old school values, they never criticized me for being divorced that many times. The moments that I felt crying to my knees and deep in depression, my mom was always there saying, I love you, you have to get up. And my dad was, get up, fight for your life. You could cry along the way. He was like my drill sergeant. He was a soldier. He was strong. He gave me the love when I needed, but he also gave me the honest truth. Get up, get going, fight for your kids, fight for your life. Don't give up, fight, find answers. You can't stay here. God is going to help you. And my mom was always, Mija, pray, ask for help. You don't know what to do? Just say, help me. Just say it. Breathe it. Say it. Just say it. You need to find it. You have to fight for yourself. I can't do it. I'm here with you. I'm holding your hand, but I can't fight for you. You have to do it. So those values have taught me, because I could tell you I was not always the best parent because I was so stuck in my depression and my sadness and going through the mourning of everything that I was going through and finding myself. And as I got older, I think, one, listen to what your kids have to say without criticizing them. Just listen to them. Two, what are your kids passionate? What are they passionate about? Because my parents supported me in my passion. They never criticized me. If they want to build for a while, let them build. And if they no longer like to build and they want to go into dancing for a couple months, let them find their passions. It's self-discovery. Allow them to be themselves. And if they change their mind, allow them to change their mind. Because in life, it's okay to change your mind. If you no longer want something, it's okay. Do the same thing for your kids. And then three, learn to love them in their own love language. If it's quality time, if it's, you know, words of affirmation, find out what makes your kids feel loved. And I think that's how you become. It's not about the quantity of time. It's about the quality of time that you dedicate to them. And love yourself throughout the process. It's okay for your kids to see you fall down. When you get back up, that's the lesson for them. They will remember, my mom fell down. My mom went through divorces. But you know what? Someday, your kid's heart might be broken. And if they remember that you got back up, that's going to give them the strength to say, I remember when my mom or dad went through this. I'm going to get back up. And then your lessons will contribute to helping your kids hold a hand. But the criticism has to stop. The criticism, allow them to be them and just love them through it. Love them through it.
About 30 seconds left here, Rosie. People magazine named you one of the top 25 most powerful Latinas. And I'm wondering how that translates into what you tell young Latina women and girls now.
It means that your voice matters. There's power in your story. You have purpose and you have a responsibility. With everything that you do, there's a personal responsibility that comes with it. To whom much is given, much is expected. Go after your dreams. Don't make other people's story about you your reality. You have potential. You are worthy. You're lovable. You could create anything that you want and desire. And trust me, because of my past, I created a different present, and I am looking towards a bright future. Your past does not dictate who you are. The number on the scale does not dictate your potential, and your best time is coming. It's about having power in your voice and using it for good.
Rosie Mercado, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.